Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. It's one of Ireland's top podcasts, one of the most listened to podcasts. And I just want to say as well about last month's figures, for those of you who did listen to any of our episodes last month, thank you very much. 285,000 people listened to Opinions Matter last month. 285,000. That is a huge, huge amount of people. And thank you to everybody who supports Opinions Matter. Now, before I mention what we want to talk about today, I want to give a shout out to our show sponsor, the Snail Box Restaurant. The Snail Box Restaurant, not far from Ashburn, 20 minutes from the M50, is a beautiful, beautiful restaurant. If you're watching us, watching this podcast on Facebook, you'll see the picture of it and the picture of the food. And it's a very unique restaurant because it has amazing memorabilia as well. Did you know you can get Pele's ball there, KG? You can actually get a photograph beside Pele. Now, do you know who Pele is?
A football player.
Yeah.
A French football player, actually, isn't he?
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Isn't there a French Pele?
No, we go with the French. Yeah, French footballer Pele. You can get it. Would you like to get a photograph taken beside Pele's ball? No,
only one?
No, it's only one ball, yeah.
Is it a big ball?
He signed it. He signed his own ball.
He signed his own ball. I'd love a good picture with a ball, with a set of balls, you know?
Okay, thank you to our sponsor. Anyway, the Snail Box is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of Ashburn, County Meath, known for its mouth-watering food, warm, friendly, family-friendly atmosphere, and breathtaking panoramic views of three different counties, Meath, Dublin and Louth. The Snail Box is more than just a dining spot. It's an experience. And thank you to the guys from the Snail Box and Philip for sponsoring this edition of Opinions Matter. Now, what do we want to talk about this episode?
Sorry, before we start, can I genuinely ask you, said there about Pele, the ball in the... Where is Pele from?
He's Brazilian.
Oh, Brazilian. Okay, I'm sorry. That was my bad, but I'm not a sports guru. I'm well up to knowledge.
Sorry, you're up to... What are you up to?
I'm trying to use my words. I'm not well. I didn't sleep last night.
Okay, go on.
I'm well educated on everything else, but sports is not my forte, so okay. I apologise for my mistake.
Pele is from Brazil, but he's dead now, so...
Was he a good player?
He was one of the world's best players.
Was he well known?
What?
Was he well known?
What do you mean, was he well known?
Was he very famous? Like, would he be as famous as Ronaldo?
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Okay. Here's what we want to talk about on today's show. Can we mention this person's name or did she?
Obviously not.
Okay,
no.
B. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you can call her B.
Well, her name begins with B. And you'll understand why we can't mention her name now. And she says, "Hi, please don't say my name." This came in on her WhatsApp, by the way, last night. And if you want to WhatsApp a topic that you think we should be covering on the podcast, you can do so any time of night or day, 085-825-2626. Save that number in your phone, 085-825-2626. And this is what B sent us last night. "Hi, please don't say my name if you talk about this. I'm getting married early next year, and as the wedding gets closer, I am conflicted about it. Should I tell my husband-to-be about a secret that I've been keeping from him about something I did in the early days of our relationship? About 4 or 5 months into our relationship, which was the very early days, I had a fling with a random man on a night out. We didn't have sex, we just played around and I gave him a blowjob. And I never saw him again and didn't even know him. He was over from the UK to Dublin for a weekend. It was a stupid mistake I made long before I knew how serious myself and my fiancé would get and how much I would end up loving him. I do feel bad about hiding such a big thing from him, but it was a huge mistake that I regret so much and it would never ever happen again. My heart says I should tell him, but my head is telling me it's going to possibly destroy something amazing we have. And my best friend is telling me that I'd be mad to say anything. Can you please ask your listeners for advice? What should I do?" And that is from B. And again, today, myself and Katie didn't discuss what each other's opinions were on this, but I would imagine I have your opinion down to a T.
No. Oh, I was going to say, agree with my opinion, sorry.
Now, I know you've no time for cheaters.
Oh, they're scumbags.
Yeah, okay, so we got that out. Mm. And here's the thing, she is right. If she comes clean, pardon the pun, she comes clean about the blowjob, which was what I believe, was it 9 years ago or something like that? Like, it was a long time ago.
3 years. It's only three years ago.
But 3 years, 9 years. What's the difference?
What made you think nine? She told me they're together 3 years.
I don't know. If she does tell him that is the end of the marriage will be off, hotel will have to be cancelled, all that sort of stuff.
Oh. Well, if she doesn't say anything, then her marriage is going to be on a lie. Her marriage isn't real. Well, like, it's real as in it's legally real, but it's not real because she's not the person that he thought she was.
Well, you're very naive to think. Now, I'm not talking about cheating here. I'm talking about other things. You're very naive if you think that every marriage doesn't have secrets in it or lies in it. I know.
Okay, but not to the extent
I know that you've probably lied to your husband about things. Of course you have. You are
white lies maybe about little things like how much I spent or like not that he cared.
You're a great liar.
But I don't lie about giving other men blowjobs. Don't lie about that.
That's good to hear. Thank you very much.
And as for it's a mistake, did she slip and fall onto his penis?
No, of course she didn't slip and fall onto his penis. No.
She knew what she was doing. The marriage, if she goes ahead with it, then regardless of whether she tells him or she doesn't, it will be built on a lie because she isn't the person that he thinks she is at the moment. Now, she has to tell him.
You put this up on her Facebook page a while ago and you were shocked by what people were saying.
I texted Jeremy about 2 hours ago and I was like, because I put this up on the page and I was looking at the reaction coming in. I texted Jeremy and I said, oh my God, my jaw's on the floor. I can't believe the amount of women who are saying, move on, forget it, say nothing. Because I know if the shoe was on the other foot and this was a man, they'd have his picture all over social media. Ah, this tramp and everything. And
now Sean says straight away, I knowingly cheated on my husband. Give me sympathy. No, she's not looking for sympathy, Sean. It doesn't. She's not looking for sympathy from anybody. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you. 085-825-2626. Should she come clean? If she does, it's safe to say that the marriage is over.
He'll be able to say, you know, it was a long time ago. You're telling me. Maybe he'll respect her for telling the truth. It might not be over, but if it is over, then
imagine kissing your wife that night
after
or your girlfriend not knowing that she had someone's dick in it beforehand. Like, Jesus, when you think about it that way. Here is Sean. Let's hear what he has to say on this.
Afternoon. How's it
afternoon,
going?
Sean.
It's an interesting topic. At the end of the day, she cheated on him. I believe she should say something to him because, like, and she says she's planning on marrying him. You have to be honest, trustworthy and truthful with your partners. How can you start the marriage with this when you obviously feel guilty about it? Realistically, she only has two options. She can keep her mouth shut about it, forget about it, or let the guilt build up. But chances are he's going to find out about it and he might not take it well. And she'll have to deal with the consequences to her actions.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me go to Jojo. How do you feel about this, Jojo?
She's a dirty bitch.
Oh Jesus!
She's a dirty bitch. I can't get over the comments on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Saying,
I'm shocked.
Get over it.
But the amount of women, Jojo.
I know, it's absolutely outrageous. Like, it wasn't even a couple of months or a month or two. It was a few months into the relationship. You kind of know people by then if you want to be with them or not. And the fact that she did her little fucking dirty thing and then went home to that fella and kept this lie going for three, 4 years.
It's very deceptive.
But hang on, had she gone home, lads, and said it to him, that would have been it, the end of the relationship.
Exactly. She shouldn't have went off and done it. She's a dirty bitch. And he deserves so much better than to be sitting there with a fucking a little scruff that's sucking on cock.
Okay, Jojo, she's not a... Sorry, but no, every woman that gives a blowjob is not a scruff. Like, she gave one man a...
No, you do kind of get...
No, I'm not saying that.
When you first read it, she's like, oh, it was a one-night thing. I went out and she went out and gave some random guy oral sex, not knowing where... Okay, it's been or what it's like.
Well, let me ask you then, Jojo, if the situation was that she had kissed a man that night instead of a blowjob, would you have felt different?
It's all the same. She cheated on him. She was in a committed relationship for the last 6 months. She cheated on him. She's a dirty bitch.
No, but which is worse? Which is worse, if she had to just kissed him or a blowjob or sex?
Anything.
Well, obviously, if a blowjob and sex is a lot worse than just a kiss.
Because it's more intimate,
but
it's still all betrayal. It's still all a form of betrayal. I don't really know why it matters. Cheating is cheating. And exactly. Like, I can't understand
people who cheat.
The funny thing is that in the message, she's kind of making excuses because she says, well, we didn't have sex. I only gave him a blowjob. So that's kind of to say, well, it wasn't really cheating. I didn't go the full way. And that's what I'm taking from that message. She's trying to subtly excuse herself.
No, yeah,
there's no justifying cheating. No, she
fell and landed on his penis.
Okay, we know that joke. That joke is 20 years old. She didn't fall on his penis. She gave him a blowjob in a moment of madness. So
then tell him that.
And then the marriage is over.
There's no marriage if it doesn't lie.
So I don't know if what's your situation, Jojo. Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm with my fella now over 2 years. Absolute love of my life. Now, if he came home to me now tonight and said, look, I had something with someone 6 months into the relationship, I'd be gone out that door.
Okay, what about a week? What about a week into the relationship?
I'd still be gone out the door. Like
a week?
You commit into a relationship for a reason. You're with that person for a reason. You know what I mean? You can't say like, I'm going to be with you and then fuck off and cheat, you know? It makes no sense.
Okay, so no, absolutely no second chances as far as you're concerned.
He deserves better. What about, okay, let's take her and her dirty little secret out of the mix. He deserves better. So what about the poor guy who's marrying someone who he thinks is actually someone else? Because that is a massive thing. That would change your impression of someone. So the marriage is a lie. The whole marriage is a lie because of that little secret. Well, not even a little, that secret. It's not a little. It's something that's huge for the relationship. The marriage is based on a lie because she is not the person that she said she was or that she has made herself out to be or that he thinks she is. So she has to tell him and deal with the consequences.
Exactly. And does it, like, you can't go into a marriage with such a big secret as well. Like,
but people go into marriages with secrets all the time.
Doesn't make it right.
Well, shame on them.
If I go out and murder two people here today outside on the street and I say, oh, it was a mistake, should I get away with it?
No, slightly.
Well, it's not slightly different. How is it slightly different? It's trying to excuse yourself as making it a mistake.
Okay, let me go to Eddie. Eddie, what do you want to say on this? Jesus.
Good afternoon.
What do you want to say on this?
What would I say? What I don't know can't hurt me. So I would say if she's feeling remorse, fine, she's feeling remorse, but don't tell him because you're having a life with him now. She says everything's rosy and everything's happy now. You're possibly going to ruin the next 50 to 60 years of your life because of a fucking mistake you made at the very start of the relationship.
But the marriage is a lie, Eddie. The marriage is a lie because the whole thing's a lie.
But don't ruin my happiness, right? If I was that guy, I would rather not know.
Really?
Right? And if she's truly remorseful and she loves me now and everything's rosy in our garden and we're going to spend the rest of our life together, what I don't know can't hurt me.
Oh, I'd want to know.
Because if she told me, I wouldn't want to be with her. And that's my happiness gone. And I might not find someone else.
But what do you,
you know, so...
So you'd hang on,
hang on
Casey,
you're saying, in case
you're alone.
But Casey, you say you want to know, but you don't know, can you... I'm not saying, by the way, for any moment that your husband did anything like this.
No, but
ignorance,
if he did,
Ignorance is bliss. So you don't know.
Okay, but if he did do something like this, I would rather know because I would rather be with somebody who wouldn't do anything like that.
I get that, but you could be with someone who has done something like that.
Okay, but now we're going around in circles. The point is that if he did or if I was in a relationship with anybody, I'm sure yourself would too, you would want to know. You'd want to know if somebody was betraying you. It's that simple.
Okay, but Jojo, what do you make of what Eddie's saying? Yeah, ignorance is bliss. You're better off not knowing.
No, I don't agree with that. Like you can't just live your life in lies because it just catches up to you eventually. Do you know what I mean?
The only mistake she made was telling her pal.
Yeah, exactly. And that pal might tell someone else. And then that pal will tell someone else. They will just go around in a circle and eventually it'll get back to him.
She should have kept it to herself.
Yeah, she could.
You're saying eventually it'll get back to him. It might not get back to him. That's the chance you take. You roll the dice. I would rather not know that my partner done something at the start of the relationship if it meant I could possibly have 50, 60 years of the rest of my life happiness with her. That's the way I'd weigh it up.
Yeah, but like if she cheated once 6 months into a relationship, what's going to stop her again?
Look, just because you've done it once doesn't mean they're going to do it again. Everyone always says once a cheater, always a cheater. That's bollocks.
No, I don't agree with that.
You know?
But still.
I'd weigh it up and go, do you know what? The next 50 to 60 years of my life, I'm going to settle down and have kids with that woman and everything's hopefully going to be happy. She made a mistake. We all make mistakes. I know it was a big mistake, probably 8 inches, but I'd rather not know.
Yeah, but it's not like she just kissed a fella just randomly on a night out. She went home with him and sucked the knob off him, like.
I know what she did, but as I'm saying, I'd rather not know. Ignorance is bliss, but I don't know can't hurt me. And I'm hoping that it stays buried forever and I can live the rest of my life happy.
Yeah, but
Eddie, I'm really sorry, and but I have to be very honest with you here. It's sounding very desperate and needy that you would rather not know if you were cheated on, for the sake of ignorance is bliss, and you can have your happiness, and for the sake of that, you might not find someone else. I'd rather be alone on my own, a spinster with 20 cats, than be with somebody who's playing me. And that's like, honestly, any day. So I think you should probably have a bit more self-respect and think higher of yourself.
Oh, Jesus.
No, but you should think higher of yourself. It is. Sorry, somebody asked, did she do rimming as well? I'm sorry. But you, in terms of you know, but not being a doormat and having higher regard for yourself.
So say for instance, for argument, there's so many people in the public eye that have been cheated on and stay with their partners. Wayne Rooney's missus, Colleen Rooney.
She knows.
No, she does know. Of course she does. That he went off and rode a granny or whatever. Have you no respect for women like that?
No, doormats. Or your man. Doormat. There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Okay.
This person is not the only person in the world that you might have a connection with. You will find someone else. Think higher of yourself. Think more of yourself and don't settle for scum.
Here's Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Jeremy and Katie. I hope you're having a great day. No, on this one, she should definitely tell him what she's done. Obviously, she knows right from wrong. It's eating away at her, and it's only going to get worse. The longer she leaves it, the worse it's going to be. She should definitely tell him. There will be trust issues. I have no doubt about that. But, you know, you can mend stuff with honesty. You hold on to a lie, it'll just eat away at you, and it'll just do harm to the relationship going forward. Definitely bite the bullet on this one and tell them. Cheers, have a good day, bye.
And the bizarre thing about this conversation is that people always think it's the man that cheats, and in this case it is actually a woman. Sure, we had a woman on the show a couple of months ago who got pregnant for a one night stand, and it wasn't her boyfriend. Do you remember that podcast?
No.
Yeah, she literally got pregnant with a barman in England.
Oh.
And didn't tell her boyfriend. She was prepared to let the boyfriend think that the baby was hers. So I tell you, people that think that that men are deceitful, women are just as deceitful, if not more deceitful, when it comes to relationships. Anyway, let us go to, where will we go next? We will go to Mel. How are you, Mel? You're on Opinions Matter. How are things?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, what do you think?
I think, like, no one has the right to judge anyone. Obviously, I think she should be honest. If she told her best friend, you know, she could fall out with her best friend. And then, obviously, her best friend, because you know yourself, you can't trust anyone nowadays. So her best friend could say it to someone, being spiteful, could say it to someone, like, drunk. You just never know what way it will come out. And then if her fiancé was to hear it from someone else, it would even, like, it'd be a lot worse hearing it from someone else, thinking, like, everyone else knew except me. And then he's going to think, like, everyone was obviously laughing at him behind his back, you know. People knew, and he was the last to find out. So I think
sorry if you couldn't cross yet, Katie. How many people know about this? Only one person. No, so it's not the whole. It's not when she gets married, the whole wedding.
But I can take the point. Someone knows, so it could easily be. Now the thing is, prove it. You know, it's her word against hers. You know, but someone does know, her best friend. And if there's a falling out, you know, women can be bitches. Women can be vindictive.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, you think it could come back to haunt him?
Come back, and she'd deserve it. I mean, you know, it's a bit.
Girls can be bitchy.
It's just, I feel really sorry for this guy. He's currently planning his wedding. You know, probably looking so excited to it. The next chapter of his life with the woman he loves. He's found his person. And she has this secret, and it might have been at the start of the relationship, but she is essentially not the person he thinks she is. And I just feel so sorry for him, and he deserves better. That's terrible. And anyone who says shut up and say nothing, they're obviously very deceptive people.
Well, no, Eddie, you're not coming from a deceptive point of view, are you?
No, he's coming from a desperate point of view, sorry. But that
No, I'm not coming from a desperate point of view, Kate. You keep on honing in on the fact that I think I'm going to be lonely. I'm weighing it up and thinking, the rest of my life, happiness for this person that I love. And what I don't know can't hurt me. If I was in that situation and I was a cheater, right, and I was 3 years down the road and we're getting married, I'd be going to myself, I'll weigh it up and I'll think to myself, if I tell her, there's a bloody good chance this relationship is over and my happiness is gone. So I'd keep it to myself and hope it would come out.
But in terms of her telling you, you're saying my happiness, but you could still have happiness, but at least you would have had someone with the respect to tell you the truth. Look, I did this to you. I respect you enough that I'm going to tell you what I did. And then you could say, you know what? You've been honest with me. It's obviously a mistake. It's obviously eating you up. Pardon the pun.
There's no pun there.
Katie, it would hurt me. It would hurt me to bits, and I just don't want to be hurt. I'd rather not know. I'd rather
but
have.
I don't care.
My happiness is based on a lie.
I know, but this,
I don't know
but this is going to sound very, you know, deep and philosophical. It might hurt, and I don't care. But sometimes it takes pain to get you to a better place.
Oh,
I would
Jesus,
rather
Dr.
no, no, no.
Phil
but
there.
I would rather. I would rather hurt for a while. Like hell, and then find somebody.
I
would rather
comfort me with the truth, but don't
hurt,
comfort
like,
me with a lie.
Sorry, say that again, Mel.
Comfort me with the truth instead of a lie. You know, like he's going to be thinking, well, if you held this in for this long, like what else are you lying about? You know.
Are we talking about a blowjob here?
Yeah.
comfort me with a lie. I'll reverse your scenario. Comfort me with a lie. What I don't know can't hurt me. Happy days.
Yeah, but Bobby,
who's to say I will? Yeah, that's the chance I'm prepared to take.
Because girls, believe me, girls talk, and that poor chap is going to find out eventually.
Well, I cross that bridge
and when there's probably kids involved and mortgages and messy divorces and everything, it's better that
nobody's going to find out about it. Only one other person knows.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That
one other person knows. That's enough.
Okay.
All it takes is one person.
If nobody's
it sounds
after...
a bit desperate. I'm sorry, Eddie, but it just... I don't want to have my...
That's
feeling.
All right. You're entitled to your opinion.
It sounds like you're very...
The way I let it roll out.
It sounds like you're very fragile and you kind of just, you know...
Not
you're
okay. Jesus Christ, I'm not fragile. I weigh things up.
To let someone, you know, walk all over you. And that's what I would class that as. Doing something like that and then not talking about to you about it or telling you. That is...
The most important thing in my life, Katie, is happiness and contentment.
But you'll never
and
be
I'm
fully happy.
And it's based on a lie. I don't know it's a lie, so therefore my illusion isn't ruined.
It doesn't matter.
That's the way I look at it.
What are we doing? But this isn't make believe, Eddie. Would you not have somebody who respects you? It just sounds a bit needy to me. I'm sorry, it does.
They made a mistake. They made a mistake, and 3 years down the road, they're mad about me and they love me. So that's the way I look at it.
Needy, that's what the amount of messages that are coming on. Mel, you think that's completely the wrong attitude to take towards a relationship?
Yeah, look, come here. I'm with my partner 9 years, and if that happened at the start of our relationship and we were then went on to become like he proposed or whatever, I'd definitely come out and tell him the truth, because, you know, I think personally he'd respect me more for saying, look, it happened at the start, I'm just glad you told me, and you didn't tell me like 10 years down the line when we have kids and we bought a house together, you know, things like that.
I just find it really, really, really sad that you'd rather be happy on a lie, Eddie. Like, as I said, hurt like hell, move on and find someone decent. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, the amount of people I know that are in happy relationships, but I know them from the start when you were up to all sorts. What people don't know won't hurt them.
I'm really, I'm surprised by you today, Eddie, I have to say. And look,
that's
all
right.
Look,
you're welcome.
I know you don't care, and, you know, my opinion of you doesn't matter, but I would... Not just yourself, anybody with that kind of opinion, I'd rather live in blissful happiness, unaware of indiscretions behind my back. I would lose a little bit of respect for that person, because you're essentially letting yourself be treated like a fucking muck.
That's not what he's saying.
That's not what he's saying at all.
It
is what he's saying, because he's saying I'd rather not know. So if she's at, at what point would you rather know? When she's out riding somebody every weekend, would you rather know then?
Listen, it's one mistake at the start of a relationship.
Okay,
she's doing it every other fucking week, and she's making more merry men than Robin Hood. Of course I want the bleeding now.
But okay, but what's one or 100? What's the difference? Betrayal is betrayal.
No. Once everyone can make one mistake, but they're doing it all the time. No, that's a different case.
I'd want to be with somebody who'd have more respect for me. I'd rather hurt like hell than be treated like shit.
Okay, stay there for a second. Here is a message from Katie. Not our Katie, a different Katie.
Hi guys, just about the topic today. I think she was wrong in what she did. I don't care how early into the relationship you were, whether it was 1 day, 4 months, 5 months, there's no excuse for cheating. The bottom line is you're in a relationship, and when you're in a relationship, you're supposed to be loyal to that person. It's just like one of the basic foundations of being in a relationship. I think she should have told him a long time ago, to be honest. But yeah, I don't agree with it.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Now, what do you want to say about this?
I have a kind of opinion that basically I do think she should tell the truth, especially when you're getting married. I don't think it's okay to cheat on anyone, but also I don't really know the current situation, as in if it was a very started relationship, were they casually dating? Were they, like, you know, that kind of way? I would definitely say that, obviously, this woman, I actually feel sorry for her a little bit. People do make mistakes. She obviously hasn't come on to tell the whole world about this by not feeling guilty. She's obviously harboring a whole load of guilt. And that guilt is just going to eat her away. And eventually going to come out, not by her friends, I don't think, but by herself.
No, that's ridiculous to suggest it's going to come out. There's lots of relationships that have secrets that are taken to the grave and they never, ever, ever come out.
But this girl... obviously has got an issue that it's guilting her. So her wedding day is going to be ruined by not saying it. And if it was me and the opposite way around, if my partner, who I'm going to be getting married at the end of the month, he came to me and said at the start of our relationship 3 years ago, I made a huge mistake and told me I would be upset. Yes.
And if the mistake was I got a blowjob from a woman, that's the mistake, yeah?
Yeah, I will be upset. But what I would do is I'd be thankful that he told me the truth. And I would know that he's not guilty, because if he was a serial cheater, he's not really going to tell me that. And
but you wouldn't continue with the relationship, would you?
I would. Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Lost a little bit of respect for you there.
I know. I would actually. I'd work through it. Mm. I'd work through saying that there was a mistake, that you told me the truth, and it was at the very start.
Yeah.
And then I would realise that, like, maybe I would be pissed off, maybe we would have to, you know, but I would be more respectful if 3 years later I would know that person came to me and said it in a manner that I'd know they hadn't cheated.
Yeah, I definitely would respect the truth definitely more than if I found out by someone else that there was a lie. 100% I agree with you, but he's still gone.
Like, she's going to walk up the aisle and she's basically going to say, I do, and she's going to feel guilty. If you look your partner in the eye, you know, that guilt is going to go on forever. And I think she'll end up telling him. So it's better off just doing it. And I think, to be honest with you, after 3 years, he's going to forgive her, or else they work through it, or else he's going to end it. And I think
but at least that will be his decision then. And
that's it.
The slate will be clean. I mean,
Lola, are you trying to tell me you could continue a relationship with him after him telling you that you got some other woman to give him a blowjob?
If it was at the start of a relationship 3 years ago, I would work through it. Yeah, I would.
Do you think you'd be able to work through it? Because I'm telling you now, the woman sitting beside me, you're a woman, aren't you?
Yeah. Well,
she would literally, as soon as he'd fall asleep, she'd chop his dick off and put it in the fridge.
His penis be flying out the
crow's beating. I'd be pissed off. Like, don't get me wrong, I'd be pissed off. But if he came to me and he said that to me, that this secret's been harbouring me and guilting me, like, and I'm telling you this beforehand, I would have a lot more respect, because I know that going forward, then nothing would have happened in between, because they're not going to come up to you and say that basically, like, I've slept with X, Y, and Z.
Well, I believe, my belief is that a woman who forgives a man for cheating, or a man who forgives a woman for cheating, have a low opinion of themselves and sell themselves short. That's my opinion.
I don't think, from talking to Lola, you have a lot of self-confidence, don't you? And
I do, and I think
not
like,
self-respect.
Like,
sorry, what do you mean
thing?
She has no self-respect? She does have self-respect.
If you stay with somebody, who receives or gives
people,
somebody.
Oh, here we go. Here's a cat fight now. Go on, tell her, Katie.
I'm sorry. I would never consider myself a doormat. And if someone cheated on me,
I wouldn't. Definitely. You don't know the situation in the past if they were like living together at that stage.
No cheating. I wouldn't stay with someone
3 years ago. They're engaged. They might be madly in love now, and she's learned her lesson. It was a mistake 3 years ago. People grow and people learn from their mistakes. You know, she obviously doesn't come on to the radio to get this advice. This woman's actually been very brave, and I feel that she will say it to him, because she's not comfortable and she's made a huge mistake.
Yeah, I still would think that if you say I'll forgive you for it, I know you'd be hurt and stuff, I still think you'd be making a doormat of yourself. Like, be bigger, be better, walk away, find
someone
better.
Maybe she's grown in those 3 years and she's realised.
Are you not listening to Lola? Lola has said she would forgive him over a blowjob, and she's not a doormat. She has a lot of self-confidence. You're trying to tell her that she's no confidence.
No, self-respect, I think, if you forgive someone for doing something like that.
Well, maybe the self-respect is basically that her telling the truth, and that's her self-respect and the respect to her potential husband, that she's truth-telling, so she goes into the marriage going forward.
Yeah, no, I'd still
people
say kind of doormat. Yeah.
People may know where Katie never makes a mistake.
Well, no, I don't fall on someone's penis in my mouth. So.
Okay. Martin, it says beside your name that... I never thought I'd be reading this out. It says beside your name on my screen, Martin, that a blowjob isn't cheating.
It's not, no.
No.
It's only a bit of oil. They're only in.
That's news to me, I have to say. I'd never, ever heard that before.
I know, Jamie, you wouldn't do anything like that, man. I understand that, eh?
Sorry, I can't hear you speaking to the phone properly. I hope you're not, getting one of them.
I understand you. You wouldn't do anything like that. Do you know what I mean?
Why is a blowjob not cheating?
Well, it's not just you are like going out and having. It was just one thing that happened. Simple. A couple of minutes over. Forget about it. Move on.
So
if you're going to be married, tell the truth.
So hang on. Just because the blowjob only lasted a couple of minutes, that means it's not. I'm trying to get inside your head.
I don't mean.
Pardon the pun.
Hey, hold on. You stop laughing at me, Katie.
I'm not laughing at you.
You're a one penis woman, aren't you, Katie?
Do you know what? I'm a faithful woman. I don't cheat. And I'm proud to say that I have never and will never cheat. If I was unhappy, I would leave because I have no respect for my partner.
I thought you were going to say you never had a penis in your mouth. Sorry.
I've got my own penis, so it's fine.
I heard you saying that at the start, right?
No, I don't expect.
Your husband, okay, if your husband came home and stayed the night before she got married, right, and said to you, listen, some bird down the road gave me a wee job, like, would you be an aide?
No, I pat him on the back and say, one baby, next time can I watch? Actually,
she's being sarcastic.
Hey, all right. Hey, Katie, no need for that. Come on,
now.
Stop
now. What?
Okay,
Marge. Did I just seriously get asked on a live podcast about cheating? If my husband came home and told me I got a wee blowjob from a woman down the road, would you be annoyed?
Not before the ring was on the finger, Katie.
Oh, sorry. Hang on, Martin. So, we're going to get somewhere here. So, if you're not married, the blowjob doesn't count.
You come clean if you're going to get married. You come clean about all your things.
No, but are you saying a blowjob doesn't count if you're not married?
No, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
No blowjob counts.
So what about sex? What about if you're going out with someone and they go off and have sex with someone?
Aye, that's sad. That's going to full Monty now. You know what I mean?
Hang on, just let me get this straight, because this is, sometimes I'm in disbelief. So you can go out and use your hands, use your mouth, whatever.
Katie, you're not married. Do you know what I mean? So it's, yeah, you have a free life and then you're going to get married. Do you know what I mean? So you're free till you get married.
Now, Martin, I don't...
If you get married, then the honesty then comes in.
No,
you speak to the one woman.
Okay, I don't expect you to admit this, but I know you're married. You've said you're married on the podcast before. I think you're married. Are you married?
That's right,
you're married. How long are you married to Mrs. Martin?
32 years.
32 years?
33.
32, congratulations.
Do you think that's an issue for him? Probably he can't get it going.
Have you cheated on him in those 32 years? Have you cheated on her in those 32 years?
I have, right.
And was it sex or oral sex or a kiss? What was it?
I was just an L blowjob.
But you said that doesn't count as cheating, Martin.
Well, because I wasn't married at the time, you know what I mean?
And under what circumstances?
And then I got married.
Mm.
All that stopped.
Keep Martin away from the peanut butter, folks.
I don't want the full details, but why or how did you get oral sex off someone while you were married?
No, and it wasn't them. When I was married, Jeremy, it was before I was married.
Sorry, it was before you were married. What were the circumstances? Yeah. Did you meet a woman in a club, or what happened?
We walked out of a certain famous place in town, Temple Bar. And this one asked me, did I want a hot dog? And all the reasons were right.
Who would need romance like Romeo and Juliet? Sorry, can you just... the line went fuzzy there for some of our listeners. Can you just tell us that
Katie, story? She asked the pipe, so I let her suck the pipe.
I don't know about you. Sorry, hang on a second. Sorry, stay there for a second, Martin. Why are you laughing at Katie? Because a few minutes ago...
No, it's vile. It's just the way he's saying it.
No, but a few minutes ago,
I sucked the pipe, so I let her suck the pipe.
Has Mrs. Martin ever found out about this? Was it only... So you've only cheated once, but you don't consider it cheating?
My own jitter Sweden. That's the one time I've ever done it on. Yeah, one time.
And did she ever find out about it?
No. Well, she fucking will, eh?
Why, does she listen to the podcast?
Oh, obviously, when I'm always on it, man.
And how do you think she would... Well, why are you telling us? Why are you admitting...
I know I'll go home tonight and there's no dinner on the table. I fucking blame you, Julie.
What, nobody forced. It's not her fault. And do you think she will forgive you if she found out? I mean, this was 30 years ago, 32 years ago, yeah?
Aye.
So
32 years ago.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, please, Martin. It's maybe once a month we're left speechless.
I have the voice now of the century. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for laughing, but like...
What's funny about it?
It's the way he said it. You asked the context, it comes up, and he said she wanted to suck the pipe, so I let her suck the pipe. I mean, it's so romantic.
Men are a beast.
They're an animal.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
We are talking about the fact that a lot of people, and by the way, the amount of messages since Martin's only been on about 5 minutes, and the amount of messages that have come in, all from men, say Martin is right, a blowjob is not cheating.
Yeah,
are you shocked by that? Look at the amount of messages.
Yeah.
And we've obviously, JJ, but you've invited seriously. Them all on. How many of them have said they'll come on? Oh yeah, none of them. Martin's the only one with the balls to come on and admit. But the amount of men saying that a blowjob is not cheating is bizarre, isn't it?
I can't believe the amount of...
Why
is this not considered...
Why don't they consider it cheating, yeah? No, but why can't they... Why don't they consider it cheating?
Who knows?
Can anybody... I'll get back to Martin in a second and I'll find
sorry,
out.
Sorry, I'm going to send you that voice note. I didn't send.
Okay, let's have a listen to...
This is in relation... This is from Tracy. This is replying to what Martin was saying. Sorry, the computers are a little bit slow today.
Well, no, it's you that's slow. No, the computer's perfectly fine. Go. Okay, here's Tracy. Short and sweet.
Martin with the fucking salty balls. Will you fuck off with yourself? It doesn't matter what fucking hole it went into. It's still cheating you, fucking gobshite.
Wow. Wow.
There you go, Martin.
Mike. Say again.
Well, Mike is very big, so Mike is
good. Oh yeah, whatever, Martin. Yeah, I'm sure it is. Sorry, let's go to the other line. Sorry, Martin. Can I just ask you, because people want to know, what's your logic for not considering oral sex as cheating? Why do you not think oral sex is cheating?
It's only a couple of minutes. In and out,
And Martin, look. This is another question, and you don't have to answer it, okay?
Do you have salty balls?
I have to ask. Do you have salty balls?
No, that's enough.
Can you please play that voice again, please? Just for 1 second. Don't have to answer that question.
Nobody missed it. Who would miss
just
this?
Just play it again.
It was only 10 seconds ago. Who missed
Martin
this?
With the fucking salty balls. Will you fuck off with yourself? It doesn't matter what fucking hole it went into. It's still cheating you, fucking gobshite.
And that's why you love this podcast, guys. Who is on that line? That is...
It's Dave.
Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
All good. Yourself?
Jesus Christ. I'm not the better for this, I have to say. I just hope... Can I just say, Dave, on a completely separate issue, I hope my kids never come across this podcast. Because they often ask what daddy does for a living.
You know,
they say, Daddy, you're in work today. Where are you working?
Yeah.
And I lie to them. I tell them I'm working in the Middle Island Aldi and stuff like that because... Because they're on Spotify. The thoughts of them coming across this podcast.
Know.
Jesus Christ.
Pardon the pun.
There's no pun. Now, Dave, what do you want to say? Yeah, I got it. What do you want to say about what you've been hearing here and the old romantic Martin?
I think they should just be upfront before they get married and just try and work through it.
So be completely honest about it.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's going to end your relationship.
I'd still prefer, I'd say should be better off being honest.
But honesty will ruin the relationship.
Yeah, but...
Bar Lola, who was on there a few minutes ago... Nobody else has said that they would be able to get over that, have they, Katie? Is there anybody else that has said on this podcast that they would be able?
No.
Well, let me ask you then, Dave, would you be able to get on with your relationship and forgive the person if they had done that?
I find it hard, but
Pardon the pun, I'd give it a go. Sorry,
did you say that out loud or was that just to me?
It was meant to say it in my head, but I said
it out. Did you say it on the mic?
I said it on the live.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you just said it to me or on the mic.
Okay. Sorry, Dave. It's a serious conversation. But do you think you could forgive? You could forgive over that?
I find it hard, but
I don't think you could. I don't think anybody could.
No. And you certainly would never, if you did, you know, move past or whatever, every time she was to go out somewhere or if she'd come home from a night out, you'd always be wondering, did it happen again? It would create trust issues that I think would be irreparable.
I find it, guys, I don't know about you, Dave, but I always find it, I'd love to get inside. I know loads of people who are in relationships mm-hmm. that have gone back with the person after cheating. Okay, I could name
it. Doormats.
I could name. Oh, calm down there.
No, it's doormats.
Calm down there.
That's a topic for another day as well.
No, but
taking back a cheater.
No,
I think it's doormats. Have bigger, higher regard for yourself.
Well,
don't.
Well, Dave, do you think it's a doormat? Someone's a doormat if they go back, cheated on them.
Now, if you love the person, you'll try and work through it.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, Casey? Would you throw away?
Look at that.
Sorry. Oh, very good. Would you throw away your relationship and your marriage and all that with your kids?
I wouldn't have been the one throwing it away. He would have been.
No, but if you found out I remember on the stag weekend that he went on and you forced him to go to a town that didn't have a lap dancing club.
Yeah, that's what I did.
She literally,
yeah,
do you know that, Dave? Katie, I was there when you were typing up the
list. You're so full of shit. I had nothing to do with his stag, by the way.
Katie basically gave her husband to be a list of towns that didn't have lap dancing clubs in it, Dave. That's a true story.
That is not a true story, and it's defamation.
He ended up in feckin' Leitrim. He ended up in Leitrim where there's no lap dancing clubs. No, but if you found out, Katie, that on that stag weekend that he had...
I would leave him.
Even over a lap dance?
Yes.
Not a lap dance. What about a tug?
Yes, I would. Any kind of, you know, it's different if you're going and having a drink and a bit of crap. No. Anything sexual where it's actually touching, no. That's cheating. I wouldn't be happy about the lap dance, I have to be honest. I wouldn't be happy. I'd be pissed.
That's why you went to Leitrim.
That's why you went to Leitrim.
You'll only get a lap dance off your brother or sister there. Oh, God.
This podcast has taken an awful turn.
Yeah, it has.
No, but on a serious note, I would definitely leave because regardless of, you know, if he's sorry or not, he did it once. They can do it again. If they're inclined to do it once, they're inclined to do it again, I believe.
Okay, Dave, thanks for talking to us on the show. It's the first time we've spoken, is it?
Second time.
Well, you're welcome back anytime, okay?
Grand, thanks a million.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. That's a very forgiving man who says you can work things out. But you are right, Katie. If you found out your partner cheated, every time they go out on a night out...
You would be thinking, yeah.
Every time, you know, it's going to be... And I don't know how. As I said, I have about five friends who were in relationships where they've taken each other back over it.
Yeah, and it's just so, like, be better for yourself. Don't be such a loser. Like, seriously, why do women, especially, because it's usually women who, because it's
oh,
men,
here we go, here's Katie having the anti-woman rant. Usually, yeah.
But when you hear it, it's always the woman seems to be taking the man back. Generally, it is. Statistically, it's always the woman. I know of women, it's mostly the women taking the men back. I'm like, think better of yourself.
Sorry, guys, just before we go, I have to let you in on this one. We just got a text there from Martin, who was on a few minutes ago, talking about his pipe and his hot dog and stuff like that. It's literally, my stomach is crawling. That poor woman that performed that act, God only knows what mental state she must have been in at the time.
She said she wanted to suck me pipe, so yeah.
But Martin's after texting us back in there. Did you see the text he just sent us?
No.
He says, lads, I'm fucked. Okay, can I just give you a bit of advice, guys? Never come onto this podcast and admit that you've done something bad because you're bound to get found out about it. Anyway, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts, and you will never miss another episode. And we will talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.